Well done to me.
Cheers, thanks.
That was absolutely brilliant. Okay, interview with Pat Hoban, who's reached the 21st mark, who's also had Dundalk equal their record of 1967 or 68 of 10 wins in a row. Pat, it was a marvellous performance by yourself tonight and by the whole team.
Yeah, you know, we started okay in the first half, but then, you know, we got sloppy. I think we got too casual, and to be fair to Pats, they put us on the back foot, and, you know, they got their goal, and, you know, they made it really difficult for us tonight. They slowed down the game quite well too, so, you know, we were very frustrated out there. I was frustrated as well in the first half, and I think it was good to get in half time and for the gaffer to kind of give us a, you know, a lift up the arse, really, because a lot of players needed it, because it was just too casual out there. And you know, I thought second half performance was just more like us. We had Mickey Raiden on the left, we had Dylan Raiden on the right, we had Bobby breaking forward, we had even Chris breaking forward with Jamie, you know. So when we're like that, we're a bit unstoppable, and especially, you know, when I got the goal to make it 1-1, you know, there was, you could say, well, I felt like on the pitch there was only one winner, but, you know, in football, you know, you get that 2-1 win, 2-1 lead, and you're kind of on the back foot, and it makes it hard, you know, because do you go for the third or do you sit back? And it seemed like we're a bit in two minds there. And to be fair to Pats, they kept coming and kept coming, and they had their chances there at the end. But, you know, some great saves from Gary Rogers and some great blocks from the lads putting their body on the line. And, you know, I think we're fully deserved winners tonight. And, you know, 3 points on the board, and we move on to next week.
The two goals that you got in the space of 6 minutes, you know, one from yourself, one from Chris Shields. It was so important, but it was the sign of a super team.
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, the gaffer gave it to us in a half time, and, you know, it was rightly so. Like, there was too many laid back performances in there. We weren't on the front foot. We were sloppy in possession. We were sloppy in a lot of things, and, you know, I think, you know, that was all credit to the gaffer giving it to us at half time, because we definitely came out flying in the second half, and credit to everyone for coming back, because this is not an easy place to win games of football, especially when you're 1-0 down. It's not easy at all. So to come out 3-1 winners at the end is massive, and I think it's another big 3 points, especially after a high there last week. So look forward now to Europe and a bit of a break from the league now, and we make sure we have to keep focusing every week, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, like, you know, when you were 1-0 down, I was saying, you know, like, all last week's good work would have nearly been undone if you had lost this game.
Yeah, even if you drew the game as well, I felt if we drew, you know, we came here trying to win the game, as we do every game, so, you know, we wanted the 3 points today, and, you know, going a goal down here was, you know, it was really difficult. You can see what they were, you know, once they did get the goal, they slowed down the game, they made it very difficult for us, they frustrated us, especially in the first half. And I think, you know, once we got into half time and we came out, I think, you know, there was a lot of great performances. You know, Mickey was flying on the left, and Bobby was breaking forward, and Shieldsy was fantastic tonight as well. So, you know, it's an all over great performance, great blocks at the end. So, you know, it's only another 3 points. There's still a long way to go, and we just keep focusing, make sure we keep winning games.
The third goal was immense, though. I mean, they really had the dog pinned back in their own half, and they forced, I think, 5 corners in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you broke, and the ball came, it was knocked up to you, and there was only one place where that ball was going.
Yeah, you know, there was, to be fair, they had us in the back foot, especially Killian missed a, well, he had a great free kick save from Gaz Rogers, and then they created so much from the corners. It was kind of havoc in there, but, you know, credit to the boys putting their body on the line, and, you know, you could say that's what made the third goal, put our body on the line, it broke out, and then we just broke forward, and, you know, thankfully we got the third, and that's 3 points now. And obviously with Cork slipping up, that was, you know, a bit of a plus two, but all we have to do is keep focusing on ourselves now.
How does it feel, like, yourself personally, like, that's 21 goals, it's a great achievement.
Yeah, you know, I'm happy. You know, I felt that the break did come at the wrong time for me. I felt like I lost a bit of sharpness. But, you know, I feel like it's coming back again. So, I'm happy with my displays. Do I think I can do better? Yeah, so, you know, I just want to keep improving and keep going and keep going. I don't want to stop. So, you know, hopefully we just keep going up and up and up and start winning trophies, because that's what I want.
And you've got your nomination too for the Player of the Month as a soccer writer, so hopefully there'll be good news for you there too.
Asher, you know, Bobby's in it as well, so, you know, there's a good few players in there as well, so, you know.
But it's good to see
good to get a nomination, you know.
You should have been in a long time.
But here, look, that's just the way it goes. All you can do is keep concentrating on what we do on the pitch, and, you know, there's a long way to go now, so. We've a great squad of players in there too, so you know, hopefully there's a bit of silverware at the end of the season.
Just last question anyway, Tallinn on Thursday, big game for you. How are you feeling
big
about
game,
it?
Big game, yeah, it's a big game. The gaffers just have to say in there that he's watched them quite a few times now, and he said that it'll be a 50-50. He said that they're very strong, they compete, they play 4-4-2 and they make it difficult, so it's not going to be an easy game, and obviously conditions will be quite tough too, so we have to make sure we're ready for it. You know, I'm looking forward to a good European run, because I haven't got to play in Europe in a long time. Last game was Hajduk Split, so you know, hopefully we can do the business.
Well, listen, best of luck to you and thanks very much.
Cheers, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Of course you have.